Hi, Abundant Soul. I am so excited to have you here on Unapologetically Abundant Podcast. I'm your host, Betty Akulubova-Burns, and this podcast is here for you. Without you, I wouldn't be here. So let's take a second to be really grateful to investing this time together, because each week I will be bringing you an interview and solo podcast episode where I will be showing you, teaching you, and guiding you how to create true abundance in your life. Not just the money, that's the cherry on the top, but truly abundance, the overflow in your life in all of the aspects, your health, your wealth, your relationship with self, with others, your business. I am here to expand you, your mindset, your capabilities to be attracted to money. And I can't wait to see what each episode is going to do for you to expand you into even more abundance. Hi, Abundant Soul. Welcome to another episode of Unapologetically Abundant Podcast. I'm your host, Betty Akulubova, and this is going to be super quickie. And I feel like this episode, it's truly just to remind you to shine your light bright. I see the way too often how we are dimming our light, how we are giving our power away, how we are looking left and right, and really not tapping into our fullest potential. And I know it can sound like a cliche, however, when you realize that you are truly perfectly made for your purpose, that you came here with your desires because they're meant to be fulfilled through you, things are going to change in your business. Things are going to shift in your life. You always get to look at what is happening in your life and business. Why is this happening for you? For example, this rising, I got a message from my dear client who is with me for over 4 years that right where she is in her life, she has some personal commitments that she has to attend. She's not going to be able and be in a place to continue our coaching together. First, of course, it's sad because I loved working with her and it was such a long time that we were together. She did one-on-one coaching, she did my retreats, my VIPs, and it was really beautiful and amazing. Yet, what I realized is that in those five almost years that we have been together, I have shifted so much. And from going from a life coaching, I really shifted into business coaching and empowering women to create their business, to create abundance in their life through being abundantly paid for their gift. And with her, the coaching was absolutely beautiful. And it was more mindset and life coaching, which is always part of my business coaching because I feel like we get to look at life really holistically, and we get to also look at when one door is closing. Again, it might sound like a cliche, but another is opening. Are we trying to hold on to the old? Are we trying to just scrape around and be where we are comfortable because we don't know what is on the other side? Today, I want to challenge you. Look in your life, look at your business. What are you still holding on that is not allowing you to attract even more abundance? What I do, for example, in my business, I don't raise the rates of my clients. My client worked with me for almost 5 years, and I risen the price with her and her packages, literally just like a couple hundred dollars. So what was she paying me in like 6 months investment? My clients are now paying monthly and for much less access to me. So I know that the extension is here and inviting me to really look at what I truly love doing, what is truly sparking the light within me. And I want to ask you the same question. What is sparking light within you? What is really lighting you up? What is really moving you? And are you holding on to the old things because you're afraid? Are you overthinking the names for your podcast or your freebies? Are you just trying to stay where you are and protecting yourself? I feel like it's so important to understand that whether you like it or not, there will be changes in your life. There will be opportunities that will invite you to expand. And if you don't go with that, you're going against the flow, and that is really, really hard and challenging. I would love for you to go downstream, as Abraham Hicks loves to say. So to be in a downstream, we sometimes get to move things and people lovingly and dearly so we can grow and we can expand. So really feel into what area of your life and business you can expand. Where have you been playing it small? And how can you really look into what can be done, what can be removed, what can be delegated, what can be let go, so you can truly create and call in even more abundance. And I can't wait to hear your takeaways and aha moments. Please take a second to share it with me on Instagram and take a second to share your honest review on Apple Podcasts. That's where we are. We're like all over the place, but that's where you can leave your review. And I can't wait to bring you a next episode next week. My love, thank you so much for investing your time with me here on Unapologetically Abundant Podcast. I'm so happy we could share this time together to create space for new abundant life that it's on its way and it's already here with you. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love this, that would be absolutely amazing and I would be forever grateful. Also, please remember to leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes. And leave us your honest thoughts and comments. Tell us, what do you want to hear more of? It would be really helpful for us on our journey so we can help thousands and thousands of people more. Until then, keep sharing your light and keep spreading those abundance vibes.